This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's shocked by the lack of help from international aid agencies such as the UN and the Red Cross, a day after the Kakhovka Dam was destroyed. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky said it was impossible to tell how many would die without outside assistance.
It's necessary for international organisations such as the Red Cross to immediately join the rescue operation and help people in the occupied part of the Kherson region. Each life lost there is a verdict on the existing international architecture and international organizations that have lost the ability to save lives. If an international organization is not present in the area of this disaster at all, it means it does not exist at all. It's incapable of functioning.
A woman in the US state of Florida who's accused of fatally shooting her neighbour through her front door last week has been arrested by police. Susan Louise Lawrence, who is white, had claimed to be acting in self-defence. Police now say the shooting of Ajike Owens, a black mother of four, was simply a killing. Speaking at a news conference, a lawyer for Ms. Owens' family, Ben Crump, said he was relieved about the arrest.
We get to share with her children and try to make sure they understand that this senseless act of violence that killed their mother before their eyes was not their fault. It was not their fault. And we got to continue to tell them that they did nothing wrong.
Britain is to host the world's first global summit on the safety of artificial intelligence this autumn. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will discuss the event when he meets President Joe Biden at the White House on Wednesday, as Tom Singleton reports.
The Prime Minister says the UK can lead that conversation because, though mid-sized, few places can match this country's expertise and talent in AI. This autumn's summit is meant to underline that. It's not yet known who'll attend, but Downing Street says the goal will be to agree safety measures to evaluate and monitor the technology's most significant risks. Some question the UK's leadership credentials, though, and other much bigger markets, notably the EU and China, have already made much more progress in setting rules for AI-powered products to operate by.
The Pakistani military has vowed stringent legal action against those it accused of rebelling against the state and its institutions during the unrest last month. In a statement issued after a meeting of the military's top brass, it warned it would move against those it described as planners and masterminds of the rebellion. Several army installations were also ransacked in the violence, which was sparked by the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. BBC News. The Kenyan government says it has enough evidence to charge the leader of a doomsday cult with genocide and crimes against humanity. Pastor Paul Mackenzie set up a self-proclaimed holy land in the remote Shakahola forest, where he convinced his followers to fast until they died, because the end of the world was coming. Since the cult's activity came to the authorities' attention in April, the bodies of more than 250 people have been found buried among the trees. At least 600 people are still missing. The former US Vice President Mike Pence has used the first speech of his campaign for the White House to condemn his former boss, Donald Trump. He told supporters in Iowa that Mr. Trump had put himself above the Constitution and should never be president again. He repeated his previous complaint that by inciting supporters who attacked the US Congress in January 2021, Mr. Trump behaved recklessly. Mr. Pence currently trails in third place in the polls, with Donald Trump comfortably ahead. Pope Francis has spent the night in hospital in Rome after having abdominal surgery under general anaesthetic. The Vatican says the three-hour operation went well, but has cancelled all of the Pope's commitments for the next 10 days as a precautionary measure. The surgeon who carried out the operation, Sergio Alfieri, told reporters the three-hour hernia operation under general anaesthetic had gone well.
The surgery and general anaesthesia went off without complications. The Holy Father reacted well to both the surgery and the anaesthesia. The Holy Father is already awake and he's already joked around and teased me.
The Pope's expected to visit Portugal and Mongolia later this summer. West Ham have won football's Europa Conference League after beating Fiorentina 2-1 in the final. The London club won the match with a last-minute goal to secure their first trophy since '65.